Ollie, we're here at the Showgrounds, 3-1 defeat at the hands of Sligo Rovers. A hugely disappointing night because a lot of times during that game, Harps were really, really in the mix, but things just didn't go the way. And I suppose when you look at the card count and how things panned out, it just didn't help your cause.
No, we undid ourselves, Oisin, you know, tonight, to put it that way too. We got back into the game, probably, you know, at one stage when we equalised, it looked like we might go on and win it. But we need to keep 11 players on the pitch, and we didn't do that. And as a result, we handed the game away. Let's not take anything away from Sligo. But we, you know, they didn't have to work for the victory after we equalised.
Yeah, because it wasn't an aggressive game, so it wasn't all.
Well, that's my comment to the officials there. There was a card count of 10 cards to 2. I wouldn't like to see how many cards there would be in an aggressive game. There's only one of our players of the certain team that didn't get booked. Now, you tell me, that sounds like mayhem. To put it that way to you, I don't think there was a glove laying on anyone out there, in fairness, you know. But look, some referees, they like it to be about them, and I think this is one of those cases.
Let's look at the game. You started off brightly, but then conceded a goal. Yeah. You say yourself, don't concede early. Unfortunately, that's what happened tonight.
Yeah, we started quite well. We had a couple of set pieces that we threatened with, and the first time they broke up the pitch, Jesse, who we know well from playing with us, got down the right, and he pulled the ball back. You know, it was the first time that they were in our half. That's not a complaint. You know, they're in our half plenty of times. I think probably the second part of the first half, we ran our luck a little bit. Sligo were the better side. They had one or two other chances that could have put the game to bed at 2-0. Once we weathered that storm, we knew we had a chance, and we certainly had. In the second half, I thought we were very good. We equalised deservedly. You know, we were looking to push on and win it, but we need to keep 11 players on the pitch for that to happen, Oisin.
Yeah, you then went 2-1 down, and the pressure was really coming from Sligo. But then it started opening up, and you pushed players up, Ollie, and you just went in search of an equaliser. At that stage, you were on top, so you were. But the equaliser didn't come, and then you were hit with another couple of hammer blows, sending off the penalty.
Yeah. Look, I think the penalty in the end was probably just rubbing salt into the wounds. But you got to give Sligo credit as well, Oisin. You know, they probably didn't play all that well and still won 3-1. And when you're up there, you're up. But when you're down, you're down. And decisions don't go your way when you're down.
Today put them third in the table, and you're still rooted at
well,
the bottom.
I'm not just blaming decisions. Yeah. It's our own probably lack of discipline that gave the referee look, he couldn't wait to put his hand in his pocket. Let's be blunt about it. Yeah. There was a few tackles in the first half that I'm not quite sure, even fouls, but he seemed to love taking out the yellow card. Maybe he's on a bonus, I'm not quite sure, you know.
And you were part of the card count as well.
Yeah, and again, as I state, with the sending off of Mark Coyle, I did remonstrate with the opposition bench that encouraged it. No, we did it ourselves, don't get me wrong. But I've been wrongly accused that I basically clapped at the referee, which is wrong. And I go on record as being wrong. Yes, I clapped at the opposition bench, and we spoke about it afterwards as regards, well done, that they encouraged. But look, it's probably the fact of maybe no one being at the game, and the fourth official can't wait to get on his intercom. However, you know, it's not about me, and it certainly isn't about the referee. It's about the likes of Ronan Coughlin tonight, that's visible.
Yeah. Okay, this is Park now. It's going to be put to bed this evening. A big another derby coming up on Sunday, Ollie. And as these games go on, they get more and more important, so they do, and the points become more and more important.
Well, I mean, tonight was every bit as important as any game we've played or any game we will play. Unfortunately, we don't know a couple of bodies through injury, number one, and unfortunately through suspension, number two, for Sunday. And Derry City is a very difficult game with everyone involved, so it makes it more difficult. But we've got to lick our wounds and keep going, Oisin. We've been here before, and we need to dig deep, and that's what we have to do to try and stay in this division.